本集由台港最大一对一外语家教 Amazing Talker 赞助播出。想要有效提升英文能力吗？ Amazing Talker 可以自选老师时间地点，
课程内容也能客制化，而且一堂也能买。
如果你还没有注册过，底下300元让你免费体验课程哦。
Up next is the full version of our talk show,
which includes exclusive content only for our podcast listeners.
完整版的 talk show 现在开始咯。
Okay, let's welcome Callum Scott.
Hey!
It's very nice having you on our channel. We are so excited.
Thank you.
And then seeing you being so friendly with that cute smile.
I was a little bit
nervous before this interview, but then we were just talking and chatting backstage.
And it's all chill.
Like,eating it like, yeah, I can win.
Oh, I know. These guys met me whilst I'm stuffing sandwiches into my mouth. I'm so sorry about that, guys.
I don't want to stress you out.
I know, sorry about that.
Okay, so we will start with our first question.
Yeah,
this is Arnold, and my name is Sandra.
Nice to meet you, Sandra.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I hope so.
Let's start with that song. How about that? And then, did you know that your song, You Are the Reason,it's very popular in Asia overall, right?
Yeah.
And then you saw the reaction.
Insane.
When you did that, right? And then so, especially in karaoke bars, we sing that all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, like, do you feel like you're singing it to a particular person when you sing it? Or like during the process of the production?What was on your mind when you were creating that song or when you were singing it?
Yeah, well, it's weird. You Are the Reason's gone through a little bit of a journey because when we first started writing the song, it was actually about like anxiety and worry, you know, something that we all get from time to time. And that's kind of why the lyrics were, there goes my hand shaking, there goes my heart beating, because it was trying to talk about panic and anxiety. And...we all experience that. We all experience worry and things like that. But the more that we was writing it, the more we realized that actually it's the love of people that remove that panic, you know, and make things easier. And so we wanted to write it about love conquering rather than talking about panic.
Right.
Oh,
so then the song started to transform into, you know, You Are the Reason. And when we first started writing that, I said this at the show in Kaohsiung,When you start writing a song like that, you don't realize that it's going to be what it is.
Yeah.
You just want to write a beautiful song that people are going to be able to relate to and resonate with. And all of my songs are my little babies. And some of them grow up to be, you know, superstars. And You Are the Reason for me has just surpassed any expectation I had for it. And like you said, it's been...you know, karaoke bars everywhere, you know, it's being used for people's weddings, people's funerals, birthdays. It's just the song that keeps on giving and it fills me with pride to sing it, really does.
Yeah, but then the song talks about anxiety, right?
Yeah.
I know it's been about 10 years since you were on Britain's Got Talent, right?
So, 10 years, I'm an old man.
No, you're not. Well, the thing is, you talk about anxiety, like ups and downs in your life. So during this like 10-year period, have you ever experienced any, you know, darker period?
Oh, yeah,
That you were finding it hard to deal with a fame, sudden fame and that?
Yeah, exactly that. My biggest probably challenge from Britain's Got Talent was I didn't win. A dog actually won, which my friends taunt me about all the time. But not winning it didn't kind of crush me or anything. I was just excited to be in the show and was excited to be affiliated with Simon Cowell. But after the show finished, I didn't get signed. I didn't, you know, get a record deal. And so that door closed and there was a panic that I was going to go back to my day job.
In HR,
sat at my desk. And, you know, we were driving back to my hometown and I got really upset because I was just like, I've been in this huge bubble of like, you know, stardom and celebrity and paparazzi and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, nothing. And that dip was quite a while before I started to come back with music. I'd never really written music before that. And so I had to learn how to be a songwriter. I had to learn how to be, you know, to fight for being in the public eye again.
Yes.
And so that whole process, even today, we have ups and downs in the industry of, you know, songs not necessarily taking off or whatever, or music not really being enjoyed by people or whatever it is. There's ups and downs in the music industry, but you learn to kind of find a nice level in between to coast,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's quite funny. I was telling Ed Sheeran about it. My very first encounter with Ed was years and years ago when I was supporting an artist called Jamie Lawson,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
And then I met Ed again at the Brits a few years later. But there was talk of me being able to support Ed Sheeran years ago.
Yeah.
And I got so excited.
I can imagine.
I got so excited and I was buzzing and I was telling everyone and I was tingles every time I thought about it. And then when they told me, oh, actually, it's gone to somebody else, it crushed me. And I went from being on top of the world to being buried in it.
Yeah.
Mm. And that jump from high to low was so awful because I was just like, I just felt like my world had crumbled around me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize not to get overexcited about something and you realize not to get too down about something because you always come to a nice place in the middle.
Yeah.
I think that's the same for life. I think that's the same for everybody. You know, people, you know, have to find a nice place in the middle to kind of, to coast around,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
You know, to not get too low.
Not get too low. As the human behind, like the image we have of Calum Scott, do you have any tips, any tools that you use to calm yourself down?
Yeah,
or
that's
maybe you
have
to tell your fans in Taiwan.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it? Because you're just like us as well.
100%. I'm just as human as anybody else. And that's kind of why I like to post certain things. Like, you know, if I'm feeling down or I'm feeling a little bit sad, I'm not scared to talk about that.
Because
I feel like people, you know, talking is a beautiful medicine and it doesn't solve all of our problems, but it does help. And I try and champion that. I try and champion talking about my feelings. I like to use my music as a therapy. I like to write how I feel. And I'm very lucky that I have that, you know, but I think getting something out of your head and onto paper or getting something out of your head and in somebody else's ears is a release that is completely underrated. You know, just getting something out of here because there's only so much that you can carry as a person. And I feel like whether that's life pressure or family or friends or your partner or whatever it is that's causing you these troubles, there's only so much that you can, you know, it's like with weights, there's only so much you can carry before it gets too heavy, right? And then you injure yourself and it's the same in your head. And so I like to sort of get things out. I like to go to the gym. I like to use exercise. I like to eat a lot. So they come hand in hand. I like to do things that I enjoy.
Yeah,
you know?
Also you're sending a message telling your fans that they're not alone. It is completely normal to feel, you know, anxiety,
100%.
To feel upset and all that.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't want people to think, oh, well, you know, Beyonce must have the best life. She must never get
perfect
upset.
Life,
she
right?
definitely gets upset.
Of
she definitely
course.
Probably throws a fit every now and again.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's life, you know?
It's part of us.
100%. Yes, we're all human. We all feel the same. And I think it's just about making sure that you make sure you give yourself some self-love.
Yes.
And make sure that you surround yourself with people who love you.
So we all have perfect days. We have good days. We have okay days.
We have
terrible
not
so days. Good days.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
So I'm having a great day.
Tomorrow your concert is going to be
an incredible day. Yeah.
That's good.
Excited about this concert. I can't tell you. It's been circled in my calendar since the day that we accepted. We was like, okay, Taiwan want me back. I'm coming. You know.
Yeah.
And it was only in February.
Yeah.
In February after the Kaohsiung show,
we
came off the stage and my tour manager was like, Taiwan wants you back like immediately. Do you want to come back next month? And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then I found out it's an arena and it's in Taipei. I'm like,
yes.
Whoa,
mind
what's
blown.
Going yeah, what's going on? So like no pressure tomorrow, but it's gonna be amazing.
It's so far the biggest venue here in Taipei for like music related performances.
Oh wow.
Still.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you tell anyone that you're going to Taipei Arena, that means something.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a big step. And
yeah.
We didn't even ask the question, but what was your first impression of Taiwan?
Oh my god, I love Taiwan. I love Taiwan. I said it in the news in the press conference, but to be greeted by so many fans in the airport even what a warm welcome that is, you know, and just to feel that warmth and that genuine welcome from people. You know, Taiwan's a place I'd never really been to before. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd never been to. And when we came to Kaohsiung, there were people in the airport. And then when I came last night and arrived in the airport, there were even more people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, having put on the show at the arena for tickets on sale and to see by the thousand people buying tickets, I mean, it just goes to show that there was such a lot of love and support here in Taiwan that I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now I'm here. I just kind of want to plant those seeds and water them and come back to a beautiful flower.
That's nice. But the thing is, you have sun. You are the reason for how many times? Thousands.
Oh my God. I wouldn't even be able to guess. Yeah, well over a thousand.
So how do you feel about it? Are you tired of it a little bit? Or time you're trying to sing your heart out and trying to find something new out of it?
Yeah. Every single time I sing it, I only have to get to the first chorus and everybody's already singing. Wow. So it's like one of those songs where, you know, it's, I feel like that song has transformed my career.
Yes.
After Dancing on My Own, obviously a song by Robin originally, I wanted to make sure that I wrote something of my own that people would be able to enjoy just as much, which would kind of validate me and make me feel like I'm not, we call it a one-trick pony in the UK. As in like just one trick. I wanted to make sure that I could show that I'm versatile and I can do different things. And when You Are the Reason first came around, it, you know, it didn't really go for a while. It kind of was trickling along and it was just getting more and more and more. You know, now we've surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify, which is just crazy. But then the whole time I've sang it, I've only ever loved singing it because it's just a pure and simple message of love. And you can see that it relates to people.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the reasons why we wanted to keep it from being a cheesy song is by saying, and fix what I've broken.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, I'd climb every mountain, I'd swim every ocean just to be with you.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It is.
And then when you say to fix what I've broken, you kind of give it the real slant of it being like, relationships aren't perfect. And every now and again, you'll argue and it could be a big fight. But, you know, when you apologize and you say like, I'm sorry, you're, like, you're my reason. You're the, you're everything to me. I think that makes it real. Oh, and I think being able to sing that, to people around the world is just such a, it's such an honor.
Yes.
It really is.
I'm getting goosebumps. This is
therapy almost.
I know.
Okay, so, and then?
Well, since you're our British singer, we also prepared a little game. We're going to guess songs from other British artists.
Okay.
Maybe some of yours.
But then we're just going to play the instrumental version.
Okay. Because the vocal would give it away, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
If you didn't get that, that would be so embarrassing.
I imagine I might.
Yeah. What song is it? I think. Is it Perfect?
Yes, it is Perfect. I was going to say Thinking Out Loud, but it's Perfect.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
It is hard.
Are you familiar with that song? Like,
I mean, I've been listening to it quite a number of times in the last 3 months. I've got to say as well, Ed is a superstar. I mean, I it's obvious, but having like had sparked a friendship with him and, you know, to be messaging with him, you know, every week now, he's just such a beautiful person inside and out.
Beautiful.
He loves his family. Yeah. He loves his fans. And I know he was, you know, he comes here just as excited as I am, you know, and coming to perform for his fans. So just a little thing for Taiwan, Ed Sheeran loves you as well.
Oh.
But not as much as me.
Okay. All right.
Callum Scott, You Are the Reason.
Oh, wow. That wasn't even a millisecond.
Yeah.
That was
imagine I get that wrong. Oh, that sounds like Pink.
No way. What? Oh, Adele?
Adele, yeah.
Maybe.
It could be Adele.
Yeah.
Could be Adele.
Wow. Yeah. You are the...
Yeah, you want
to... A trailer?
Yeah.
So you want me to sing?
Is that okay? Is that too much?
I can't. I just don't want to blow up this microphone.
Okay.
Let me move it away from me.
I think we have a backup microphone.
Thank God. Prepare your ears, ladies and gentlemen. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you. and fix what I broke. Oh, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
Okay. Wow. I got chills. I might need to take my corner.
No. I'm so wow. sorry.
I have tears in my eyes. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Good
it's
tears.
Like, it's like we all have a person, you know, visualized in our head when
yes.
you when listening to you sing
yes.
this song.
And that's what oh, I think is beautiful. So beautiful. I know I'm interrupting our game here, but all the feels. I feel like one of the main things, one of the magical things that I feel about performing live is that, say for example, that song. Every single time I sing it, every time I say, "This is you, the reason," everybody's like, "Rah!" So I think everybody's so excited to sing it with me, right? And what I think is so beautiful is that I've put that song out there, I've let it exist in the world, and people have listened to that song and they've said, "Oh my God, that reminds me of my mum. That reminds me of my partner. That reminds me of my kids. That reminds me of my job."
Yeah.
Whatever it is, walking down the aisle.
Job?
Yeah, well, you know, like
anything. Yeah, anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, YouTube could be the reason, you know, okay, that's all I'm saying. But I think like anything that makes you feel that strongly about that song where you're like, it's imprinted in your brain, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And then when I put on a show and I sing that song, you can see on every individual's faces
yes.
that they've got their own story in their yes. mind when they're singing that.
Yes.
And you've got thousands of people all singing the words, all with their own little memory or their own little story. And I'm not saying like I'm sort of a spiritualist, but I can almost feel it.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
feel that you're singing about yeah. your husband and you're singing about your best friend and you're singing about your mum who passed away. And I can almost feel that. And it washes over me. I cannot even tell you the magic. I mean, it kind of makes me a bit emotional
yeah.
now talking about it because it feels like purpose.
Yes.
It feels like healing.
Yes.
And
it's very
I just
healing.
Wanted to share that little
yes, yes. Thank
story
you.
With you.
One more song. One more song. That's yeah. it.
Back to the game.
Okay.
We are losing, by the way. This is a game.
Yeah.
I'm distracting
so
you.
Unfair,
I'm distracting
though.
You.
Okay.
Well, Stand By Me.
Oh, it is Stand By Me.
But it's not the original.
Benny
really
King,
OG,
is it?
Though.
Benny King is the original.
Stand yeah, Stand By Me, yeah.
But who is the artist there?
Oh, darling,
Seal's version.
Oh, Seal.
Wow, what a vocal.
Kiss From A Rose, though. That is the one.
You got that one.
Yeah, you did.
You must give me
one of my dad's favorite songs.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, that's cheating.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, Roll In The Deep.
You're closer to the speaker.
How do you have such good ears? My God, I would have bet my entire life savings there was no music playing then. That's
Alrighty.
Crazy.
So it's like 2-1, right?
Yeah.
You certainly win.
Yay.
Okay.
I mean, it would be a travesty if I lost.
Yeah, yeah, right? Those two.
Especially considering I have my own song in there.
Okay.
People are like, he's a terrible musician.
Definitely not. Such a good musician. Okay. Last but not least, we're moving on to some interesting topic that we were talking, you know, backstage.
Yes.
About yeah.
British slang.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy,
God.
That part.
This
we
is...
were checking those terms
that
in
is
the
so
car,
funny.
And then we understood
none of them. I've never, not in a show, or maybe, I don't know, watched
no.
enough. It's hard to learn slang if you're not with somebody from there or you're
I understand.
There. Online, it's impossible. You can't trust anybody, so.
Yeah.
Don't ever trust what you read online.
But
that's all I'm saying.
I studied in the UK, but
okay.
I have never heard any of these. So let's start with the very first one. Dodgy.
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 Yeah,
it's
we're,
easy
we're
to guess,
saying
right?
it with like an American accent.
Like, dodgy. All right. Okay, so how would you say it? Like,
so you would
dodgy.
Be able to say, oh my God, he looks a bit dodgy.
Like a bit creepy? A little bit
yeah.
invasive?
Yeah, a little bit shady.
Oh,
you know,
a
like
good,
a
not a good
like a little bit dodgy. Like I don't know how I'd be able to explain dodgy in I don't know how I'd act it out, but it's just somebody who's acting a little bit dodgy. Maybe they're giving you a little bit of a strange look, or maybe they're lingering around.
Dodgy.
You know, it's one of those people like he's a bit dodgy.
Mm.
Meaning that you don't really
I don't know if I trust this person.
Oh, okay. It's not trustworthy.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
this person's
Got
a little
it.
Dodgy, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
so funny.
Oh, wow.
But
I just love the fact
crazy.
That Taiwan is going to start adopting the word
yeah.
dodgy.
We're
going
dodgy. Yeah, yeah, because of you.
Callum, you're dodgy. I'll be like, what?
No, watch the episode.
I'm not dodgy.
Okay.
Number two. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Nout.
Nout.
Nout. Nouns? Sounds like a fish. Now and a sort of fish. Nouns? I'd like the nouns with
a... naughty? Oh, nouns? What does he mean? You got the noun? Would you say it like that?
No.
So how do you use it in a sentence?
Now is kind of like your friend calls you up and they're like, oh, like, what are you up to? And you can say, oh, now.
Nothing?
Oh, now.
Nothing.
Not much?
Yeah.
Nothing now. Nothing special.
Now. Yeah. Or like you could say, you could say, I'm trying to think of it now in my English. I'm like, it's a double negative if I say I haven't got now, but people do say that.
Yeah, like in America, you say, I ain't got nothing.
That's the same sort of thing. I haven't got
exactly
now.
Exactly like now. So how do you differentiate them? Like now and now?
Or you'd say, what are you doing? I'm doing now.
Now.
I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing right now.
Okay.
I'm doing now.
I'm doing now. Okay, that's good.
You're up to now good.
No. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you're up to now good.
You are now good.
You're up to now good.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool.
You're up to now good. Oh,
you guys
really
are getting this beautifully.
Okay, and the next one will be trolley.
Trolley?
It sounds like trolley. It's like a train, right?
It's like you're being carried. It sounds like you're being carried, like you're being trolleyed around.
Yeah, grocery store trolley.
Yeah.
Well, that's that is a trolley.
The trolley.
If you're being trolleyed, like, well, you could say, oh my god, my mom is trolleyed.
My mom is being controlling or controlled.
No.
No, she's very nice.
No.
She's manipulated.
She's not.
What happened to you?
What?
So, you could say, oh my God, it's way past my mum's bedtime and she's trolleyed.
So she's mad? No. She's not really happy?
She's tired.
A little.
A little?
She's drunk.
Oh, that drunk. Type of tired.
She is trolleyed.
Trolley
meaning drunk.
Yeah.
You have to
Why?
Get trolleyed later on.
Why? Yeah, I know, yeah.
Negative or positive?
You could get trolleyed. Yeah. If you was like, let's go get trolleyed, then we would. Not tonight, because I have a show tomorrow.
But trolleyed sounds very elegant. I'm feeling a little bit trolleyed.
I'm quite trolleyed right now, if I do say so much.
Yeah. I'm quite trolleyed, everyone.
Yeah. I'm about to puke in a trolley or something like that. Okay, so next one would be...
Broly.
No. So you'd say, oh, before we leave, I'm gonna have to get my broly.
As in
your baggage?
No.
My bag?
No. Your dog?
My brother?
No. You're going outside your brother. Before we leave, I've just got to go get my brother.
he's standing there. Just
so you'd have to you'd use your broly outside.
An umbrella. Umbrella. Umbrally.
Brawly. Umbrella.
Oh.
It's slang.
Brawly. Oh.
My yeah.
My brawly. My umbrella under my turns into my brawly.
Brawly.
That's weird. Why brawly?
That's a real
word. The sound, right?
Brawly. I guess umbrella, brawly. You know, in the UK, we like to shorten things down.
It looks like it's gonna rain. I need to get my
brolly.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. So
why did
cool.
you have to say it like that?
I don't know.
Gotta get my brolly. Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, this one is funny. Skint.
I sound a bit dirty.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, if you're skint, you probably are dirty.
It's a little bit dirty. Today.
Yeah.
It is, right?
So you could say, oh, that guy looks a little bit skint.
Dodgy again?
No. Or you could say, like, I'm so bad, I'm like, oh, that person's skint, that person's trolleyed. I apologize for whoever is stood there, because they're trolleyed, they're skint, everything.
Who let them in?
I know. But you could say, you maybe get it from this, like, oh, do you want to come out tonight? You go, oh, I can't, I'm a little bit skint.
Broke? I don't have money?
A little bit broke.
Oh, you're skint on cash.
Skint on cash.
Oh, it sounds like a podcast to help you get financial advice.
It does.
skint on cash.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
that's
so you'd be
really
like,
cool.
Oh, I can't come out because I'm a bit skint.
Why did you find the terms that are all negative? Why?
Yeah.
Do you have any positive slang?
Positive slang. Let me quickly think. Do I have any positive slang?
Yeah, positive.
Or expression.
Like, what do people call you? You know,
what
like,
do people call me?
A very positive slang. Like, I am a, or Callum Scott is such a...
He's
What? Cal.
Definitely, but so not brawly.
I know, not brawly. Not brawly. Yeah. What's like a positive slang?
Yeah.
Or maybe an expression.
Somehow we use slangs to curse and stuff like that. So probably there's no positive slang.
You'd be, oh yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm buzzing.
What is buzzing?
Buzzing. So like buzzing. Like a bee. Like buzzing. A bee. So when you're buzzing, you're like really happy, really excited.
Oh, excited.
Yeah, like I am buzzing, man. Excited. Would you know what would happen if you got, oh my God, she is fit.
She is fit. Well, Sandra's fit.
Yeah, if you go, meaning, wow, like, she is fit. Right? Yeah. Oh.
But if your mouth go a little bit lower, you become, she's fit.
Yeah, you don't ever want to say that to a lady.
So fit, right?
You never want to say a lady's fat.
Yeah.
Fit.
Fit.
Yeah, my God, she's fit.
Oh, she's fit. Yeah. I bet like in America, we say neat, dope.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get that. I get that.
Is that old slang?
差不多了吧? 哪一个?
All right. Oh, yeah, we can get through a couple more questions.
Sure, sure, sure.
One or two more. We don't want to drive.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can go through a couple more.
We know you have a sound check to go.
I like this one. What's true? You're in Taiwan, and I'm married to a Taiwanese. My wife, she's Taiwanese, so I know
lovely.
A bit about Taiwanese culture. True, they're a bit more risk avoidant. Like, they love to. They like their life to be a bit more planned.
Yeah.
Like, avoiding risks.
Organized.
Yeah, organized.
Love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Are you more like that, or are you more on the riskier side?
I am a little bit chaotic. I'm not going to lie.
There you go.
Really? I'm not going to lie, yeah. I mean, I try to be organized, but my
British.
Life is chaotic.
British.
I know.
British.
British. I should be organized. I should have everything.
Conserved. And
yes.
All that, but you're not.
I'm not. My suitcase is organized. My suitcase is organized, but it has to be.
Yeah.
And I have this, I was talking to Ed Sheeran about this, actually. Clang, just drop that in there. I was talking to Ed Sheeran about how we pack our suitcases.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I have a lasagna-style approach. So you know how lasagna is like layers? So mine goes underwear, and then gym wear, and then denim, and then t-shirts, shirts, jackets. So I know where I'm going in.
These little straps.
Yeah, I just know how to get through the bechamel sauce and pull out my shirts. But then after too much pulling, it starts to spread.
Yeah.
It looks like a bit like a mess.
Yeah.
So then I have to reorganize everything. But that's the only organization in my entire life. The other organization has to come from my team.
Oh,
so when I get up in the morning, I'm told what to do and I'm told where to be. And that's what I follow the rules.
And you love it?
I love it.
Follow
I love
rules,
it.
Bro.
Yeah. That's there he
nice.
Is. There
that's
he
nice.
Is.
That's nice.
He's called Neil, and Neil is basically my mom.
Hi, Neil.
There you
go. Okay. He's basically my mom. He looks after me, helps me with my laundry. Okay. He's an amazing human being.
Thank you, Neil.
All right.
And do we still, how much time do we have?
One last question.
Sure.
Life related. Heard in some of your interviews that you are planning to start your family.
Yes.
And then how's it going? And then,
I mean, I'm still nowhere near. I'm still nowhere near. I think for me, I turned 35 last year. Old man. Turned 35 last year. And I think now I'm at an age where I'm like, I'm probably... You know, when you're in your 20s, you're still figuring out your life. You're still figuring out what you want to do, where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you hit your 30s, you're more sure of where you want to be than ever before.
Yes.
And I think you spend your 30s just kind of crafting what your life is going to look like for the foreseeable. And I think for me, being at 35, I'm in a career which keeps me very young. I'm traveling all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't really have much time to sit and think about what my foreseeable is like.
Yeah. And your roots.
Yeah, like we're talking about touring and we're talking about releases and albums and things like that, which is all to do with my business, but nothing to do with my family. And so I kind of look at my life now. I have a little nephew called Oliver who's 7 and I love him to death. And I just go, I think there's going to be one day where I want to have my own little Callum running around.
Yeah,
and so like I'm in a place now where I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how that would look like. It's like we said back there. You can try and plan a date with somebody, but then you're straight on a plane and away and you may never see them again.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I'm probably going to need some stillness in my life, which when I look at my calendar, that's not happening until 2027.
Wow.
So you just go,
it's a good problem.
It's a good problem to have, but it can get a little bit lonely. Of course it can, but you know, it makes for great songwriting.
Yeah.
Being so heartbroken. So long may it continue.
That positive thing.
Yeah. God, it's every cloud has a silver lining, guys.
It's always hard to strike a, you know, work-life balance.
Yeah. And I think that's
especially
the same for everybody.
Traveling all around the world.
Yeah.
For us, it's like my house, office. Yeah. But for Callum, it's like
Taiwan, Asia. Portugal,
yeah.
Dubai, like all these different places.
Crazy.
It is ridiculous. But I said it to when we had a conference in there.
Yeah.
I have never been happier. I do a job that I absolutely
love.
I get to see my fans, which is the most heartwarming thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the most supportive and amazing friends, family, band, crew. I'm surrounded by amazing people.
Yeah.
So I literally cannot complain. I mean, yes, I would love to have a kid. Yes, I would love to have a partner, and I'd love to make a family and live happily ever after. Maybe that's something in the future. But right now, I wouldn't give up what I do for anything. So, all because of you guys.
Oh, all because you are the reason. You are the reason.
Oh, there you go. Name Alrighty. Drop again.
Clang.
So today, it's been our honor to have Callum here. I never expected that, him being so kind, friendly. Because like we didn't really get to talk, but then the moment we started talking, you're like an old friend. Right?
Yeah. Instantly, like no barriers, no walls. Just,
no.
Just
I think
you
that's
are the nicest, richest person I've ever met. I'll give you that.
Yes.
Sandra, how many British people have you met?
Quite a lot. I studied there. They are very, very cool and cold and all that. Not Callum Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
Break a leg tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I will try not to break a leg, but I will. I'll try and give the performance of a lifetime, and hopefully Taiwan is a place I can keep coming back again and again.
Please do. Please do. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you